Welcome to the Union Edge, Labor's Talk Radio. I'm Angela Bachman. I've got Charles Showalter joining me today.
Always exciting.
And right now we have Doug Cunningham from Workers Independent News. Hey, Doug, what's going on today?
Hey, lots of stuff going on today. Labor is on the march today, I'm telling you, in all kinds of different ways, in all kinds of different places. So I guess we could start with AT&T. Communications Workers of America at AT&T have taken a strike authorization vote. And it was there's about 21,000 employees that work in the AT&T wireless call centers around the country. Those folks are the ones who are up for this contract, nationwide contract, covering more than 21,000 workers. And it expires February 11th, which is just hours away from now. And so there's a strike vote taken. I think it was 93% of AT&T wireless voters voting in favor of a strike. AT&T is very profitable, $13 billion profit in the past year. And the company, since 2011, has cut thousands and thousands of call center jobs, offshoring them to places like Mexico, the Philippines, India, and the Dominican Republic and other countries. So the union is tired of it. They don't want to continue with that. So job security is a big issue. And they are serious about this. And they're going to follow up the strike authorization vote with rallies in 35 cities today and tomorrow.
Doug, you know, we've got here at the Union Edge, we've got a lot of friends with CWA, 13,500, that we've been through this one before. And the amount of overwhelming just general public support that the working people get from the community. Our union brothers and sisters were getting pizzas sent and food sent and hot cocoa and coffee and all kinds of other things from the local community. And you would think for one second that the communication companies would say, you know what, the last time this happened, we lost out. Maybe we shouldn't let this happen again.
You would think that, you know, and this is an iconic issue, too, because for Americans, I think it resonates with Americans out there that call center jobs are being shipped overseas, constantly outsourced. And then when you do need help from one of these iconic American companies that you consider to be an American company, like AT&T, and you get some frustration because of this outsourced work. And another thing here, too, is this is right up so-called President Trump's alley, if you are to believe anything he said during the campaign, talking about we're not wanting outsourced jobs to happen. Well, okay, here's his chance to step up and support a union and 21,000 workers as they take on AT&T. Let's hope that they reach an agreement before they have to actually go out on strike on that one. Another big story, and this is coming up February 15th, union organizing election in South Carolina at the Boeing plant there, but almost 3,000 workers. I think it's 2,850 is the total of workers there. International Association of Machinists filed for the election in January. The election is going to happen February 15th, and this is in the state in America, South Carolina, that has the lowest union organizing rate in the entire nation. So the IAM is serious about this. They said that Boeing is also serious and is using big money to run an anti-union campaign. Excuse me, losing my voice here. And the IAM had scheduled an election back in 2015 at that same plant in South Carolina, but they withdrew the election before it happened because there was this tremendous outpouring of anti-union sentiment from politicians down there, from anti-union politicians and others, and such that it just was a toxic atmosphere to have an election. So they backed away in 2015, but IAM says this time, no backing away. This is going to happen, this election, on February 15th at that Boeing plant in South Carolina.
This is just absolutely good news all the way around. That takes away one of the outlets that Boeing's tried to use in the past, saying we'll move work from SeaTac, Seattle, Washington, down to this plant here. And quite frankly, I can't think of anybody who really needs more unionization than North Carolina.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah. I mean, in this case, South Carolina. North Charleston is where it's located, but it's in South Carolina. But, yeah, you're right. Absolutely right. And hats off to those workers. And it's another example, Charles, of what's happening with this labor movement of ours. Despite these tremendous attacks, despite these heavy blows that, yes, indeed, have weakened labor in some respects, the organizing is still going on. The workers out there still want unions, and they're still pushing hard for it. And speaking of pushing hard for unions and protesting and wanting a better life for their for workers, hundreds of fast food workers are coming to Hardee's St. Louis headquarters on Monday. They're going to be protesting Andy Puzder's nomination as U.S. Labor Secretary. Puzder is the CEO of CKE, a corporation that includes the Hardee's brand. Now, the Fight for 15 movement says this is going to be the most militant protest actions yet. Not only are they going to be in St. Louis, they're going to be in two dozen other cities on Monday, including what they say will be a big protest at CKE's headquarters, corporate headquarters in Anaheim, California. And of course, they're protesting a couple of things: the fact that Puzder is nominated to be labor secretary when he's running fast food companies that routinely violate labor law. This is not the person you want to entrust to enforce labor law in America. And of course, the Fight for 15 movement is continually pushing for better deals for their for fast food workers, and that whole movement is a national movement that really caught fire over the last 3-4 years. And this is something that's another step along that path, and it's going to be an amazing series of events, a couple of dozen cities on Monday, the big events being at the St. Louis headquarters and also out in Anaheim, California.
I can't wait to see this protest. I think it's going to be pretty incredible because I think there are a lot of people, not just fast food workers, but a lot of other people in retail and just generally friends who stand in solidarity with them. So I'm looking forward to that. And I'm excited about how much after the last few years, like you said, 3 or 4 years, this has been happening, how much more normal the idea of a 15 minimum wage or even just bargaining for a 15 becomes. And, you know, as it goes, every idea that that starts out as a radical idea sort of becomes more mainstream. And I think we're ever inching closer. So.
And that is a classic example, too, of even though they have not yet organized workers into an actual union at McDonald's restaurants all over the country, for example, or at Hardee's or all over the country, they've achieved enormous gains in actually moving the needle on the minimum wage through ballot initiatives and city ordinances and other things. So this movement is not just about unionizing the fast food companies. It's about, as you said, normalizing that idea that these jobs should be good jobs and living wage jobs.
Right. You know, Doug, I think that we need a centralized call to rally around here in the United States, something like a national wage theft bill that would fine the organization and then provide for punitives and damages.
Wait a second. Are you saying that wage theft isn't already illegal?
Well, it's illegal, but the current laws have no teeth. And what we need to do is put some teeth into it. You know, we need to say something like, if you're the CEO and your company engaged in $1 million worth of wage theft last year, you go to jail.
I tell you, if I went out and stole $1 million, I'd sure as hell go to jail.
Yeah, no kidding.
Yeah, you steal a loaf of bread from the company, you're done. But if they steal your paycheck, that's okay.
Yeah. Oops.
Yeah. Right, right. And the biggest thing here, you know, wages is a very important, huge issue. Billions of dollars every year, believe it or not, are taken in wage theft in this country. And you're right, there needs to be a federal task force of the level of the organized crime task forces, you know, at the FBI level that have happened to try to take apart the mafia. I mean, come on, this is ridiculous to have workers suffer this billions and billions of dollars.
You know what, Doug? The mafia wishes they did as well as corporate wage theft. Think about this for a second, okay? Identity theft in this country is a $13 billion a year problem, okay? Identity theft is a $13 billion a year problem. Wage theft in this country is $19 billion a year.
Huge. $19 billion. That's more than the AT&T profit last year. AT&T profit was $13 billion.
Why do you think corporate profits are up?
Yeah. That could go a long way to explaining that profit, actually. We'll have to look into AT&T and see whether they're actually paying what they're supposed to pay their workers. It's amazing. And, you know, and again, to show you the relentless nature of the labor movement, Tesla, on the cutting edge of auto technology, their cars are selling. The technology is impressing people. Well, guess what? Workers at the Fremont, California plant have contacted the UAW. They want a union in there.
God bless them.
They got some safety issues and other concerns, and so they want to be represented by the union. And so a Tesla spokesperson just said, we have a long history of engaging directly with our employees, and we'll continue to do so. whatever that means. But the UAW didn't immediately respond to the requests from workers there to start an organizing effort. But we shall see. So let's, as I say, stay tuned to the Tesla story, and we could have that innovative automobile being made by union workers at some point.
Yeah, sounds great. And on that note, we've got to run real quick. Where do we find you online?
Workers Independent News is who I work for. Please check us out. LaborRadio.org is the website. Like us on social media. Do all the usual stuff when you get there. But please go there and spend some time there. LaborRadio.org.
Thanks, Doug. That was Doug Cunningham from Workers Independent News. I'm Angela Bachman here with Charles Showalter on the Union Edge Labor's Talk Radio.